Well, dude, here I'll bring up a band that you do listen to, or I know that you are aware of, and Jim, you're aware of this too. Did either or both of you hear this new song by Rex Brown from Pantera?
I haven't heard it yet.
I have, yes.
What'd you think?
It's interesting.
You don't like it, huh?
I think it's cool. I mean, I think it's cool. I'm actually, you know, looking forward to maybe checking out the entire album.
Yeah. Jim, you want me to play a little of it?
Sure.
Josh, I don't know if you're going to hear it or not. We go back and forth with Skype not playing sound, but you've heard it. So I'm going to play like 30 seconds of it and let Jim hear a little piece, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. That's a little taste. What do you think, Jim?
Not horrible.
I like it. Am I the only one that likes it?
Well, I mean, that's not bad. I probably like to hear more, or you know, more off the album.
Yeah. I guess because we've never heard Rex sing before.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little weird that he, I don't know, what would you say he sounds like, Josh?
I feel like he's trying to like do that 70s, you know, rock and roll vibe somewhere in there.
Sure.
Yeah, but see, I don't have a problem though with the 70s because that's the shit I.
Because that's when
with.
You stopped growing that's as a music.
That's when I started growing. I mean, that's what I started with.
And stopped 1979. Well, that's about it for you, isn't it?
No, I got into some of the 80s stuff. Not the hair shit.
What's the last year that you liked a lot of music?
Oh, fuck.
82?
No, probably a little farther than that. Maybe 85 or 86.
Josh?
I mean, honestly, you know, I grew up in the 70s. I did like the new wave of British heavy metal era. And then some of the stuff in the 80s, I was a nuts over. Like, except I was a huge fan of. But I mean, you know, I'm not a huge Dokken fan or obviously Poison. I was, you know, that hair shit didn't do nothing for me. Absolutely.
And you didn't try any of the stuff that like is Josh era stuff, the 2000s, 2001, 2002?
I can't think of anything that I got into then. You know, like Wolfmother. When did that come out? I got into Wolfmother.
That's like 2004.
Yeah, there you go. And the first two albums after that, they suck. Well, they've changed members again too. So,
Josh, when's the last year that you liked stuff?
2017.
See, me and you are right on board with that. I still like a lot of stuff now. You know,
the last album that came out that's really blown me away, in all honesty, is the new Body Count. I think that album sonically and just musically, it's actually probably one of the best albums that's been out in a very long time.
That is a good album. I like that album myself.
What?
There we go.
I like Body Count.
What?
I love Body Count.
But it came out this year.
Well, still. So did Night Demon. I love that too.
That's funny. Now, you know, and it's that weird thing is, you know, and it's an interesting conversation to have right now with the three of us because there are a lot. You're not alone, Jim. You're right. Definitely not alone with people that just stopped. You know, you heard your era and you stopped.
Yeah.
And it really is kind of, you know, I Josh, and you got little kids, so you might have something on this, but I'm finding it harder and harder now to find stuff that I like.
Well, see, and that's what we were saying earlier. I mean, once in a while, a band will come out that I really, really dig. I mean, right. It's every umpteen years. Who knows? You know, I mean, it's been a while, but, you know.
Right. Well, you got Night Demon.
I go back to Night Demon because that's the latest that I really dug into a couple years ago that sure. I got into.
Sure. Are you finding that, Josh, that it's tougher to find stuff that you dig, or are you still finding, oh, I love Asking Alexandria or whatever it is?
See, I was big into, like, the, you know, when like, the Jesus Christ, I'm on the Classic Metal Show about to talk about how much I loved, like, the Used and My Chemical Romance, but, you know, I got way big into that stuff. Not so much into the newer stuff, and it's actually a lot harder for me to find new stuff just because of, on the production side of music now, it's so, you know, you can put a plug in on anything. So your drums, you know, you can put a plug in that says, all right, I want my drums to sound like the Black Album, and I want my guitars to sound like Girls, 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 and I want that, you know, everything sounds good,
mm-hmm.
but it's like this, if the songs are there, that's the problem. That's what, it's so hard. And I know you get it too. You get these emails all day long of this new album's out, and you check out this new album from this new band, and you know, you put it on and you're like, God, this just sounds like every other band out. So right. I don't know if it's, I'm getting old or if it's everything sounds good. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah. And you definitely more than me, you're out all the time at shows. How depressing is it these days when you see a new band and you like their record or you like a couple of their tunes and then they just can't fucking do it? You know, they just sound like shit live.
There was I went to a show the other day to see that one of the headlining bands that I'd had on the podcast, and I was checking out some of the earlier bands, and I don't know if I'll throw them under the bus just yet, but when they were about to come on, they were like sound checking, you know, they had a bunch of ambient noises in the background, and they're like, you know, check ambient noises one, and then, you know, check the guitars, and the guitar player's on stage checking the guitar. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Guitar two is not on stage, so I'm like, all right, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes check the bass, and you hear a bass line play. And then the band comes out, no bass player. I was like, what the fuck's going on around here? I understand maybe some ambient noise is being played in the background. But for them to actually have a bass track playing but no bass player, like totally, like this whole playing to tracks thing is just it's gone beyond for me.
Yeah. It's bullshit if you ask me.
It is.
When I go see a band, I want to see a singer, at least one guitar player, maybe two, bass player and drummer.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, I just want to see him play.
Yeah.
It's almost like, and it probably has a lot to do with just the cost of doing business these days, but it's really almost like they almost can't afford to not sound good. So they just fake their way through. They Milli Vanilli it.
Yeah.
You know. Just sad.
Yeah, and which is crazy because Milli Vanilli was absolutely destroyed for doing that, and now it's the norm.
I know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't care what anybody says. That album kicks ass, that Milli Vanilli record.
Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it's.
That's a great one. And Blame It on the Rain.
I can't say I know a track by them.
Oh, do I need to play one?
No.
I could sing those songs. I liked me some Milli Vanilli back in the day.
No.
But you're right. It's, you know, when you think about it, they were castigated like nobody's business to the point that the guy killed himself, if I remember right.
Yeah.
You know, and now Britney Spears is doing 100 nights in a row in Vegas, not singing a damn note. Just doing karaoke, basically. Or not even. She's just miming. You know, and my friend Stephanie went out to one of these 90s revival shows like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and one of the acts was Paula Abdul. And
she's still around?
She's still around and dancing, but allegedly was trying to sing and sounded just like the record, even though she was running around crazy without taking any breaths.
Yeah. And, imagine that.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But, you know, and you're right. Those guys literally were killed for that. And now it's just the norm. You know, it really has become just the normal. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's a terrible time for things like that. You know, it's funny you were talking about the economics of it. And I do understand they were the second band on a bill of four. And so if you don't take a bass player out, that's one less mouth to feed. So I mean, in some weird way, I was like, the business side of me was like, all right, I get it. But the bass player in me was like, come on, man, I just want to see a band. And I believe actually the band Nonpoint, a couple of the guys were on my podcast a long time ago. And, sure. And their quote was, I don't want to be the band that when the computer goes down, the band goes away. And that's I just wish a lot more bands would live that way.
Yeah, it's literally changed so much just from, you know, just from like 10 years ago, even. And it's not only, you know, I mean, I know we're pointing to Paula Abdul and Britney Spears and, you know, those types of bands, but it's not. It's, you know, Kiss has been rumored to do it forever. You know, Kiss has been rumored to be playing backing tracks for a long time. And I've told this story before and I'll tell it again. I was at a White Zombie show once. It was White Zombie and the Ramones. And Rob Zombie was fucking killing it. I mean, he was running around the stage and he was doing that, I don't know what you call that he was doing, but where he's like leaning back almost Lemmy style with the microphone in his hand and he's like rocking back and forth. I mean, he was fucking bringing it. Right up until he was running around the stage singing, dropped the microphone and kicked it across the stage and didn't miss a note vocally. I mean, I was like, I could not have been more disappointed because he literally just dropped the microphone and booted it across the stage.
Yeah.
And it was still, you know, yeah. Oh, I was like, man. What the fuck? You know, I was like, I'm watching.
Well, they were one of the bands too that if you saw the Video Music Awards, I believe they were on when More Human Than Human came out. They were one of the first bands, you know, way before Metallica and Lady Gaga, but their backing track was off,
right?
And they were trying to play it to their backing track that was off, and it was one of the most disastrous performances I think I've ever seen. I think they actually, if you watch it now, I'm sure the backing track is right. But when they played it live, you could tell it was off. The band knew it was off. And it was probably the worst televised performance I'd ever seen. And I love White Zombie.
Me too. I was a huge fan. And, dude, this is such a fun show. Bartek, you might have been at this too. It was at the Cleveland Music Hall. It was White Zombie opening with Pantera in the middle and Megadeth as the headliner.
And no, I wasn't at that one.
Holy shit, was this intensity overload. Like, they have these little balconies that were probably, I'd say 15 or so feet high. They weren't like real high balconies, but they were a pretty good height. And when Pantera was playing, this would have been probably first run with Vulgar. Fucking people were just jumping off this fucking balcony into Jesus. The mosh pit. And everybody was more like the first couple people that got knocked down, then everybody kind of grouped in the center.
You know? Right.
And then these guys they kept on leaping off of these fucking balconies. And people were clearing, you know, they were more watching the balconies at that point to make sure they didn't get clobbered.
Clobbered, yeah.
And they just kind of cleared away and let these guys do fucking face plants into the floor. Oh. And then the security had to come and scrape them up because they were just fucking killing themselves. But good times, man.
Not for them.
Not for them, but, you know, as somebody that was in that mosh pit, it got real violent real quick.
Still one of the best live shows I've ever seen was Pantera White Zombie, but it was more like Great Southern Trendkill era.
Okay.
You know, in the amphitheater, I think I Hate God opened for it, and Pantera played second, White Zombie came out, and it was, you know, just the immaculate stages, and both the bands were on, you know, basically literally on fire, and, you know, dragons coming out of the PA type stuff. And right. It was probably my favorite all-time show. And I always loved to go see White Zombie. And that was actually my other random encounter with a rock star when you weren't expecting it story was, I went to see the Reverend Horton Heat in Nashville, and this was back, you know, in the 90s, I had some local bands, and I had that kind of like, local band rock star status, I guess.
Right.
I hate to say it, but I mean, that's kind of what was happening at the time. And, you know, so I got to go a lot of backstage and just walk past security. They knew who I was and all that crap, and not trying to sound cool, but I guess I was cool at one point in my life. And I'm standing on the side of the stage, and one of the bands opening for the Reverend Horton Heat was this band called either New York Loose or NY Loose or something like that. They were very, I don't know, I've never heard from them again. But I guess the singer, well, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I was standing there watching them. I'm like, all right, this is a good band, and I could feel someone standing right next to me.
Okay.
And I had the hugest crush on Sean from White Zombie. Like, I loved her.
A lot of cum has flowed this way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not the only one.
No. Nope.
But I was standing there watching the show, and I feel someone standing next to me, and they were there for a good minute before I looked over, and it was Sean. And she, I guess she was dating the singer of this band, New York Loose. Mm. And I was just like, immediately, like, I felt like I was 12 again, and like, I froze. I'm like, what do I do? The pretty girl standing next to me, you know? I ended up, I think, saying hello or something stupid and like running off. But yeah, I mean, just to stand there and watch a band, and the next thing you know, you're standing next to like one of your hugest crushes. It was crazy.
Dude. You sure you want to get married tomorrow? You could probably get that now.
Yeah, she's looking her age these days.
Yeah, but for the story.
Oh no, the story would be great.
You could let her drop D, so to speak.
Hey yo. We could have a bass off.
Bass in your face. Nice. Well, I'll tell you what, boys, why don't we do this? Why don't I play a couple of tunes as soon as I reopen the fucking app, which I apparently closed. But we'll play some songs, regroup a little bit because I need a beer. So what I'll do is me and you will disconnect for a couple of minutes. Josh will play like 10-15 minutes of songs, and we'll come back. We'll talk about something else. Does that work?
That works for me.
All right. Let me figure out where the fuck I am in my little playlist here. And I think we are here. Since we talked about them a little bit, let's play a little Megadeth from The System Has Failed. This is Back in the Day. So check it out. It is Megadeth exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show.